miss the old music. God help me, I do.
I love that song, man.
What, the new one?
I love it.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's my brother's new act, but I'm trying to promote it, which I do once every five episodes. You can tell I'm a good brother, because every month and a half, I fail to sell him even one iTunes song.
You are a good brother, because how many times has he been on this podcast promoting himself?
I never banged, like, a wife or anything of his. I'll give myself that.
I mean, that's pretty good, yeah. You weren't in a rom-com.
Yeah, no, I'm not in the red, so
you're
to speak,
not in Love, actually.
Oh, God, that, man.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that recently, and I was just like, that is just the nastiest plot twist. Not plot twist, but, like, just plot device.
Who's that, like, British dude? He looks like a man who's meant to have his brother bang his kitty.
I couldn't tell you, but...
Clive something? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
That's just, five of them, right?
It just say British sucks. Myth. You're like, we just got married. And they're like, just banging.
Yeah, and his brother's gutting out his piece. It's a weird movie, Love, actually. I used to like it a lot because I would consistently catch the second half only on HBO. Like, I'd walk in 60 minutes in.
You can always find someone commiserate with, right?
Well, the whole first chunk is so much unnecessary setup because everyone's just this trope, you know? Like, everyone's just boiled down to this base characteristics. They're
super
all,
trope, my favorite
Yeah, they're
band.
All just caricatures. So... You don't need to know the BS setup. You just need to cut to the payoff. And I really liked it. You got the guy from What's-Its-Tits, Walking Dead, who's really into Keira Knightley. And she's getting balled out by the black
Lincoln,
dude.
Andrew Lincoln.
There you go, Andrew
Lincoln. Yeah, everybody likes to show.
The 12 Years a Slave guy with he's got like the sick African name. That dude, you cannot say that's his African name.
Oh, was that it?
Racist as hell.
Damn it. I'm sorry.
Horrible human being.
Obviously, you could tell I was going through the African catalog and. I almost hit his name.
Is it one click, two click? No, you're horrible. This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm joined today by Guys Do Your Piece.
I am Pete Maybe. At Pete Maybe.
I don't like how you went up that way.
Why?
Why?
Well, hello.
Let me see if I can go up as well. I'm Brian Bolte.
That sounds like you're...
Brian, I wasn't done.
A bad slapstick like Dumb and Dumber 5 during a proctology scene.
He's in there. I am Pete Maybe, and I am also on Tumblr at maybe not. And also, you guys can email me at deadmaybejokes@gmail, which you obviously should. And then you can find me at Pete Maybe on Twitter, and that Pete Maybe on Instagram.
Good.
And follow all
Are there any, like,
my
social
happenings.
Security numbers you want to give out? Some credit cards?
No, but I got a lot of
your blood
dick pics if anybody wants one.
Okay, well then. That's
I'll take two.
Crack his Google Drive for the reward that no one wanted. Brian.
Much easier. Brian Bolte at Choke on Rillin on Twitter, and I'm done.
Although apparently that's not your Christian name. You just revealed that.
It is my Christian name.
Oh, Brian Bolte?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're pretending.
Really?
All right.
Chokes on? Was?
We're in pretend land. Show's website for me, inpapasbasement.com. Every episode we have ever done is there, at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Please follow. And Facebook.com and YouTube.com, /Papa's Basement.
Absolutely.
I have a couple real world things I want to run past you guys. I know a lot happened in the world, really. I don't do political stuff, really. It's just very boring and very easy to inflame people. You can be like, Trump's an idiot. Oh, Hillary is bitch cankle.
Oh,
ta-da.
So right.
Yeah.
I'm triggered.
Exactly. He's right. I'm triggered.
We're not big enough to alienate 50% of any fan base, are we?
I've been told that plenty of times. You're not big enough.
We came to the Amy Schumer thing.
And then now I have to get political.
We're just going to abandon being funny. And just read, like, the names of victims of gun violence on our show.
Oh.
And then be like, I don't care how many fans. I'm just being brave. I'm being true. Bitch, come on. You're just picking a team.
You're just realizing you're on your last season.
Yeah. You've realized you're going to go team left. Same way Dennis Miller's career was in the toilet. And he goes team right. That's it.
Yeah.
It's just a thing to do as you try to...
Completely understand.
Yeah. We're like... 18 years from having to make that choice. So you know what? Woozle wuzzle. Vote for Nixon.
Yeah, ooh, did you vote for this emoji or that emoji?
Yeah, that's as political as we get to go here.
John, you're so brave.
Sorry, I sound like an old person. Is it an emoji?
I think it is kind of brave to declare you're just a spineless puss who wants to alienate no one. And that, like, you can have the most hardcore, like, right or left-wing follower, and they retweet you once a month. And you know what? That's enough for me to not really, I'll toe the line like a good little boy.
Winning.
Yeah, there you go. That one sweet RT. Where's my principles?
I toe the line.
Because really, that is my principle, just getting the show out there. I don't care who's in the office. I mean, I do, but obviously. But Jesus Christ, I just, more listeners. So, yeah, share the link, people. If you're listening now, share the link to YouTube.
Yeah.
So I wanted to come before you guys today and run not one, but two scenarios that happened to me past you. And I want to see how you would have acted. And I want to see, at least in the one case, if I was in the right or if I was in the wrong. Because I trust you guys. You both know if you disagree, you'll never be behind the mics again. And that's important to me when I soundboard off people.
And you already made me wish with that beginning line that this was not a censored show.
Yeah.
Because if you want to go back and tell them about you want to come in front of us.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry to clip your wings, Icarus, but... Yeah, you're going to have to get your laffy somewhere else.
You grew too hard.
I'm going to have to learn tonight. This is my learning process.
Yeah, this is your Brian Regan show. You get to be funny. Flip your phone over so I'm not watching the screen to see if your wife sends any nudes. What? Who said
that? Which you would.
We will share them, yeah.
So
we do have a camera.
I was driving around the mall, what would anger Pete to hear me describe as a mall. I have to apparently describe it as a strip mall. How do you like those things introduced?
I would like our audience to really... I really want feedback on this, guys. So when you hear this, please, do you describe this as a mall? If you are inside an enclosed structure that has 50 other stores,
if it's the thing,
then you are in a mall.
If the zombies took it over in Dawn of the Dead, yes. Anyone can agree that's a mall.
Okay.
But I will
also
say...
But if you're outside and you're looking at stores in a line, you're not in a mall.
I'll describe it. It's what every suburbia has. It contains Best Buy, Target, a Walmart, a couple Olive Garden, Ruby Tuesday type things. And you have to drive to everything.
You know what? I digress. What is happening here is I'm being elitist on malls. That does not constitute as a mall. I'm sorry, Brian. I am sorry, Brian, but that does not constitute
the man's putting his finger up like he's about to go 4 score.
He needs to put his dick out and say something.
Okay.
No D words. Now, that being said, in the East Coast, Pete, you're correct. That is a strip mall. In California, there are no structures. They're all out. The mall, where you go, and it's the same thing with all the stores. It looks like a strip mall. It goes on forever. It's not. There's no enclosures.
What is that? The Grove or something? What is it in L.A.? The famous strut around mall.
That sounds like where you would walk on a cemetery tour.
No,
the Grove.
The Grove sounds like where one of the leads from the O.C. got like finger banged in like a very special episode, maybe 7 or 8.
I remember her, Stinky Pinky.
Yeah,
was from. They called it mall. Comes at the end. Fashion City Mall.
Okay.
But it was all walking and open. But we had the same thing that you had. We had the Target, the Best Buy, and the Home Depot on the end. That's a strip mall.
They don't count.
No, to me,
it's a strip mall, though.
They don't count, yeah.
But it's not a mall.
They're not a mall.
It's a strip mall.
Yeah. Strip mall is negative. Strip mall represents pawn shops. Strip mall is checks cashed here. Strip mall is 7-Eleven. Or a real strip mall doesn't even have 7-Eleven. It has a knockoff called like 5-12.
I didn't know you were that privileged.
Like we have in Manassas. No, you're the privileged one. I'm the one making the case that my cruddy little Best Buy, Target, Walmart maze where like there's 18 fender benders a day, I'm making the case that's a mall. So what I called a strip mall, what do you call? Like a public toilet?
You know what? Oh, yeah. I guess you're right, right?
I mean, don't lump in like a real piece of crap strip mall that has like bodies in the dumpsters behind it with like a nice upscale, they run the street sweeper through the parking lot at night. Like that's a big difference.
I ate my dinner at Arby's tonight.
Uh-huh.
There was an H Mart.
Braggart.
That's a strip mall, and that's the most dangerous place.
Yeah, that's a strip
mall. To drive when you have an H Mart.
But you still call it a mall.
No, that like... here's
why did you upgrade it?
Here's how you define strip mall.
Because you didn't do anything for it.
You can tie off.
You can give it your tax money.
You can tie off in the parking lot and throw your tourniquet on the asphalt, and you'll find it there like 2 weeks later, if some other junkie didn't steal it. That's how I define strip mall.
I found my chapstick at the same place I was doing setups the other day.
Brian's asphalt.
At the gym.
He did show me his chapstick for the show too. He's like, here, put this on your lips. I'm like, why does it taste so salty?
Use your ass to put it on my lips.
Hold on, is that PG? We're going to edit the show.
No.
That's fine. That's okay. That's fine.
Just don't say S and F. That's really it.
Yeah.
And no D's. Can we just say S, F, and D's for those words?
So I'm in, according to Pete, a strip mall. I'm in Mad Max
Fury
Road.
Which is gross. Bernie Sanders wouldn't even talk about that.
I am at a two-way road. I guess you would call it a T-bone intersection, where mall traffic is feeding into the T, and you can also exit via this T. And then there's, you know, the...
Mall traffic. I see.
Yeah.
You got that
strip
in there.
Strip mall traffic.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Pedestrians. I get it.
No, it's strip mall traffic. All you know, Honda Civics from 1986.
Yeah, no,
none of their original factory paint on them.
Bus people and pedestrians and Hondas.
Me and my fellow Latinos.
I also drive a Honda.
Yeah, you're right. Your Honda's about 10 years older than mine, but sorry. This is where you get your elitist jollies. So I'm at the strip mall. I'm at the strip mall, and I'm at this T-bone where there are stop signs on either side if you would be driving not to exit, but, you know, driving around the mall, like on the straight part of the T, the top of the T, I guess, if you will. You with me so far? I'm holding up my hands, Brian. So I'm on, for the people at home, I'm driving this way, and this is mall traffic entering. So we get to this two-way stop, and there's two cars across from me. I'm the car at the stop sign. The car goes, and that's typically, when there's no incoming traffic, your cue to go as well, correct? I mean, you see one guy coming toward you, you get to go yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, why not?
So because I'm screwing around with my vape, because I'm trying to not really smoke.
Not smoke, I know. I'm
which
being
I
a bad
don't,
influence.
Yeah, which I don't if I'm not around you. I do not have cigarettes in my life without you.
That's true. I never saw a cigarette.
I hate your stupid malls and your stupid lungs.
If you are here, I shake you like a broken chiclet machine and just cigarette.
Chiclet machine. You mean a little child?
Yeah, exactly.
Give me chiclet. Give me chiclet.
A little Mexican kid with a busted arm. Yeah, just shake the hell out of you. So this guy is coming toward me, and I go and I make a left without signaling. Now, while the car that is going toward me is not even halfway out of the box, the car behind him makes through the stop sign, almost hits me, and lays on his horn because I didn't signal.
Oh, heck no.
Now, because he almost T-bones me, get to turn to him and give him a good bird after he's screaming at me and honking.
Good for you.
And he, rather than just go the opposite direction, goes in reverse and then pulls up to me at the light.
Wait.
Yes.
I didn't know this was going to be that important. Can I get the important part of the story?
Sure.
You were starting to go across the stop sign?
We're both stopped at a stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other party goes, so I sync up with him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This first car is going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm turning behind the first car.
Oh, my God.
While we're both in the box.
Totes.
Car number two is like, screw it, I can just go.
Oh.
My turn.
Eat a shit, yeah.
Now, yeah, he honks, and then I guess thinks he's going to get into it with me and somehow prove himself, like I'll wither like a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're big and you're going to get out of the car and beat the F out of me, like, I'm going to have fun with this. And mind you, I'm blue collar, I'm a locksmith. Like, I have power drills and crowbars in my car. Like,
and you're not a little dude.
No, and I've drawn weapons on people that have like tried to F with me in my car before. Like,
but you actually drew with a
exactly,
pen.
Exactly, yeah.
No, actually weapons. You just like drew a gun on their arm.
Yeah, and the words
and pew 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 be gone.
Yeah.
but he does have the personal batteries, so he can use his drill.
Oh yeah, no, I'm talking cordless.
Yeah, it's all cordless.
I could do a little Hellraiser.
Oh, it's gonna be nasty, yeah.
So he pulls up And I, because I want whatever's going to happen to happen, I roll down my window like I'm asking for Grey Poupon.
Good man. Good man.
And he screams, "Know how to use an effing turn signal." And I scream back, "Know how to use an effing stop sign."
Good man.
Now, he's...
These are both legit arguments, by the way.
No.
However, yours is 75% stronger.
Yeah,
I'm going to go 99%.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have multiple cars in the box. Like, yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Simple.
I mean, John, you should always use your signal.
I was busy, like, screwing with my vape.
No, I know.
I was literally dumping the syrup in and driving with my elbows.
Do not use your signal.
Yeah, no, it's superfluous. What do you want me to do? I got better...
However... That guy is in the wrong.
I maintain a high IQ. A couple of points of that is due to the fact I don't have to remember signal stuff.
Do you know why?
Because he's an anus?
He was cuckolding that other car, and you got in the way. He wanted to try and fit in to what that car
was
doing.
Oh, he was just coasting him? Yeah.
Yeah, he was trying to coast it.
Yeah.
But it didn't work. You got in the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he pulls up, and he screams that. And then I'm trying to... I get, like, a learned effing drive, and I'm like, sorry, not more than one car. Like, we're really describing this to each other, because I don't know what this guy thought. We both pull up. He's in a center lane. He literally has nowhere to go until the light turns.
Oh, wow.
So we're now marinating in this fart of a fight for, like, 2 minutes, and I'm in the right lane, but I'm like, I'm gonna have fun with this. Like, I'm not gonna right turn peel out until I get into it.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
So... After the initial, like, a back and forth of F-U, F-U, he rolls up his window, and then I just start doing, like, the bow finger, like, licking between it.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just
ridiculous. Oh, my God, I haven't seen that in forever.
Yeah, because...
I want to see that, but not from you.
It's such inane...
Not from you.
I'm so proud of him for doing that.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet. Like, I gauge the guy. He's in, like, a little VW.
By the way,
little gray-haired white guy.
For people trying to envision this, it's John opening his little V fingers, one... And his two, and putting his tongue in between.
Yeah, like I'm tonguing the box of the peace sign.
Yep.
For our listeners, can we actually see that? Okay, that was for me.
Oh, we're
that's for later.
So, yeah, it's just ridiculous.
All right, Pete, you just made it weird.
So, you know, I'm like just mouthing like, F you, and stuff like, and then he rolls it back down because he's come up with more insults as I'm also taking vape breaks.
Finally.
So he goes, vaping, real cool. And at this point, like, I feel we're almost friends. Like, really, like, it gets so weird after, like, a minute. You're like, you want to get a beer? Like, this, you know, like, what do I care? Like,
you want to go hug it out, dude?
Yeah, kind of. It's so, like, anger is just this rush of, it's like any other really, really powerful visceral reaction. It's like you blew a load and then you have to talk to the girl you blew all over. Like, that's what this was. Like,
sorry I was being aggressive.
Wasn't
that kind of fun?
Yeah, he pulled up and in essence jacked all over my windshield.
Oh, he did.
And then just had to sit there because it was a red light. And I'm like, that's on you, buddy. You're the one that decided to make this, you know, the splooshies. And I reply because again,
it's your back, by the way.
Well, you know, I talk a lot. I do improv, so I can keep this going. But like, I was already done with being angry because I'm like, I know I'm in the right here.
Yeah,
You're not escalating this. I'm bored.
Exactly. Yeah, he wasn't going
to
stay for
breakfast. Like, and I don't want to sound like I'm so hard. Like, oh, I read the guy wasn't going
to
kill me.
You want to stay for breakfast, asshole?
Yeah.
Because I can go all fucking night. Sorry.
What's wrong with you, man?
Oh, man, this is going to be a lot of editing tonight. John goes hard
in the
paint.
Which is something I do, by the way, so it'll be all right.
So there's
I was worried about me.
I haven't edited one in months, man. So.
I haven't had to.
Yeah, well, I'll give you this one, actually. So. I then just reply, like, it beats lung cancer. Because at this point, I'm like, I'm not even trying to be witty. I'm just like, would you prefer I die? Like, He probably did. I never got the whole bro douche association with vaping. I get it's a thing. But it's like, for anyone that's, like, trying to cut down on cigarettes, like, I don't know.
Would you
openly mock someone with, like, an O'Doul's? I mean, you would for a bit. You know what? No, you would. So there's my answer.
Yeah,
you would because we're a society of vampires.
100%.
We all live to see someone on the building and chant jump.
I don't know where you thought you were going with that. Yeah, we would totally do that.
Never mind. I answered my own question.
Yeah,
my naive little heart. So by the end of it, I'm just like, have a nice day, guy. Have a nice day. Like almost really with a little tone to it, but kind of unironically because we've had to sit in this. Like he made it weird by not just speeding off in front of me and like, God, like, I would have given anything if he did that, like, gunned out in front of me while I was in the right lane and then got T-boned.
Oh, that is always fantastic.
Like, yeah, I would have been like, officer, I can't get out of the car. They're like, are you injured? It doesn't look like your car is hit. I'd be like, no, I'm just completely drenched in my own seed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a boner.
Yeah.
I have a boner about that guy.
Did you get crushed. Hit? Did you spill a milkshake? No.
Spilled my seed all over my lap.
Spill a milkshake? Yes, I did.
So, yeah, that happened to me. I just, did you, your hot take?
That was your, you know, okay, so what would I have done, say, in your situation? Where does this point happen? Where do I take the left?
I signal like a Boy Scout. You signal like a Boy Scout.
Yeah, I signal. All yeah, right. and he loses his cool because he can't follow the other guy because, you know. He was cuckolding the other guys.
I don't think you know what that word means.
He wanted to go.
He was having sex with the other car's wife.
Yes, he was, but he couldn't.
Well, some guy was in the corner watching the other car.
Yeah. Was there a little cage around the other car's muffler?
Can I get?
I think there might have.
I'm gonna give Joe my 2 cents.
No one likes the penis cage reference.
I'm trying to be PG, and you're gonna get me off.
Sorry, we've got. I was gonna say Tone Loke over here, but that's A, an ancient reference, and B, I think Tone Loke was clean. We've got Lil Wayne over here. There we go. The moms will get that.
The fact that you calmed down like that, I probably would have got out of my car.
Good on you.
I would have gone nuts. I would have.
No
probably.
Good.
Of course, I'm like.
No good. That's a terrible idea.
But I would have signaled. I signal. I do believe.
I would have if my hands weren't full.
But it wasn't.
Of being an asshole.
Yeah, I.
What were your hands full of? I told you no wanks. Not in the car, John.
I was driving like I was doing like the remix to Ignition Dance. Like I had my vape in one hand and the syrup in the other. And I was just driving with my elbows dumping it in. So that's why I didn't signal. I've only got so many hands, and they were preoccupied with more important things.
Either way, you knew 100%, even though I told you 99%, you were the correct one in this situation.
Yeah.
I mean, it was his turn.
Why don't people understand intersections? They're very simple.
It is his turn.
You know,
whether he is left or right, whether he is going backwards or in time.
Yeah, John was right. And the fact, especially that he was a little white-haired, dude.
Probably like a guy in his mid-40s. Good head of hair on him. You know, I'll give him that.
Beaten that head of hair right off his face.
You would have taken it as a war trophy?
I think I would have, because I don't think I'm angrier than you.
No, I respect that. Like, one of my most enduring memories, like all of my childhood memories are just my dad exploding for various reasons. And I remember one time in D.C. traffic, this filthy hippie-looking guy cuts him off and then gives him the bird. And we had been rock collecting earlier in some park in D.C., and my dad just grabs like one of the biggest rocks we had and like runs up to this dude while we're in traffic, reaches in the car, grabs him by the shirt and like threatens to beat his skull in with the rock. And we're all crying hysterically because we're like, we don't want
that
daddy
awesome.
To do a bid.
Do we have the same father?
Yeah. We have the same hair. Yeah.
We might have the same dad, dude. It's cool. Never knew we were brothers.
Yeah, man. Pete's like, God,
no, that's
they're closer.
Sweet.
My days are numbered.
No, that's all sweet.
Okay, so you would have exploded and killed the man.
Unfortunately, yeah. When it comes to road rage, and I didn't realize how bad traffic was in Nova till I came back. And I don't have a long commute, but there's been many mornings in my 6-mile drive that I want to get out of my car and beat somebody.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's horrible. I was in San Diego, and I was sitting there complaining about my commute there, and I'm like, okay, this is pretty bad. It took me 15 minutes to go 3 miles. The other day, it took me 45 minutes to go 6 miles. Welcome back to Nova.
Oh, I remember when you came back initially, and you were like, brother, because you talk like the Macho Man.
Brother.
That is how I talk.
That's my real voice. This is my radio voice, but normally I do, just like the Macho Man.
I'm trying to get on your radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody want a Slim Jim?
Exactly.
Yo, snap into a tree.
Have we had a meme yet, by the way, when he's in heaven with Harambe? I know you're big on that.
I hope so.
There's no way it hasn't been.
Poor Harambe.
So back from the digression, you came back and you're like, man, this traffic's bad, but it's got nothing on San Diego traffic, and I just wanted to smack you and be like, shut up, you stupid, silly bitch.
You're so right.
Yeah.
You really were.
You know nothing.
It's similar.
You know nothing, Brian Snow.
Yeah, but it's pretty bad.
No, it's horrific here. We'll move on to other things, but you have to live your life around the fact that there's only like 2-hour time windows in the middle of the day when traffic's not bad. It's like, what, 11 to 1, really? Like, yeah. I was at my girl's the other day. I couldn't leave at 2. I looked up at 2. There's already an extra 20-something minutes of traffic on my drive. And I was like, well, you know what? I broke it. I bought it. I wound up staying there till like 11:30. Nice drive back at that point. But it's miserable.
The people now in this area will never understand. Because you say you live in Virginia, they think of down south and there's nothing there.
Oh, yeah.
Come to Nova, people.
No, you hear Virginia and you think I own someone in a past life. No, Nova is like all the big city bad and none of the big city good. Yeah, Pete, could you have turned this at a worse angle? Jesus Christ.
Wait, what do you want? What do you
want? Our mics are now just like loose swinging.
Do you hate us that much?
What do you
much?
Mean? Yeah. What happened?
Is there a way you could have put 5 mics on that little like slappy ball machine?
Why did your mic get all nut slappy?
Because they're connected.
Yeah, friend. They're all on one pole that you turned 90 degrees for some reason.
I just put it away from your face so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't blocking all these goods.
I knew it because I was like, the camera can't be blocking him. And then I was like, oh, it's blocking
Pete.
No,
it can block the goods. That's fine.
Is that what's going on? Or I was blocking Pete?
Do you want a hacksaw so you can chop off Brian's head so people can see your defined shoulder a little bit?
I was going to say, I do like the size medium shirt you have on tonight. You're looking pretty good.
Look at him sucking in his gut, pursing his lips.
Oh! He's the one without a gut here.
It's
that's
good.
Right. Yeah. Everybody look at Pete. Here,
it's
let's
good,
awesome.
Baby.
Oh, man. I feel like that was the scene where Marky Mark always does his inevitable ab reveal in any movie ever. Like that new drama he has where he's getting blown up on a dock. I guarantee you at some point we'll see Marky Mark shirtless. It's just in the contract.
You have to, right?
Of course. That's why Brian goes.
And that's actually why. Hey, Brian, could you stand up in front of me real quick? All right, John.
He's going to do it before and
in
after.
Front of me. He's standing in front of me. Brian, no. Could you stand in front of me?
Feel the vibrations. Oh, God.
No,
I forgot you have that white trash. Okay, you know what? You want to get a laugh? Lift your shirt the rest of the way. Let's see your friggin' horrible prison yard tattoo. What is that? Oh, my God. What homie that died on your block is that for?
Oh, dude, that was for Two Toes.
Oh, God.
You don't know Two Toes?
What was that?
Two Toes goes so hard.
What?
Two Toes was my man.
I've never not seen that bird on a tombstone before.
Two like Toes.
It goes on either eve of a tombstone.
Shouldn't that be like you ain't in the from, square of his back? Like
listen,
right here?
Listen, you ain't from Woodbridge, so you don't know about Two Toes. Two Toes knew how to sling it, man.
This is not the place for improv.
Two Toes had the best.
I'm sorry. Show off your Woodbridge tattoo for the camera, too.
I used to hang out Lorton.
Oh, I just...
Hagel Circle.
Drink these in, Brian.
I like
no,
that.
No, it's weird. You can chill with him, and then, like, every so often he'll change because he'll pretend we're going to do some gym crap before we just, like, drink for 8 hours
yeah,
in my
it'd
apartment.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great if I could do gym with anybody
in
radio.
And he has legs.
Which
like,
nobody does.
Yeah, they should be... Was it Thrasher Magazine? Like, that's really...
That's kind of true. Yeah, yeah.
You have these weird skate punk legs that are just covered in ink, like hula girls and badly finished stuff that you got like when you're 16 via guitar string.
To some of those chicks.
God, it is weird. You don't work as a tattoo guy.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't.
Yet,
I'm not selling it to anybody.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
sure.
want to go the other direction. You're like, I want to do like full legs.
I didn't even
and...
watch the video to see myself. Oh, it's so.
Oh God.
So sorry.
I don't want to throw the show off, but
go for
can
it.
You explain that tattoo?
Which one?
The one on your chest.
Yeah, like
oh,
no.
Oh, that one.
No
that's
BS.
Two dead birds. Yeah, no improv BS. That's two dead birds. That's from my friend Morgan. He is a tattoo artist.
And he died?
Nope.
Okay.
And what happened was, he was my friend. God, well, you went limp really quick.
Oh, Lordy.
Tighten the little side, guys.
What happened was, yeah, this one's right here.
Yeah, those guys will.
There you go. No, it was nothing. He drew it, and I wanted to get it tattooed on my chest. I think that was the second tattoo I ever got. Woodbridge first, obviously.
Number three was No Regrets.
The one with the spell wrong.
Hey, bro, are you talking about Kush, bro?
Sorry.
We're going to get Kush.
Sorry, I know I'm throwing your brother under the bus.
We're going to get...
Pete's brother has a big tattoo that reads No Regrets.
Is it spelled wrong?
Yeah. Say, I got...
It's spelled wrong, seriously.
No, see, I got a brother. His name is Kush, but he's got a No Regrets tattoo.
Okay.
One day he's going to be coming in here. He hangs around this area, so he'll probably be in the studio soon.
He's setting up he made a character in improv class last week. That's pretty much his brother, but like the in shape banging version
Jesus
of his brother called Kush.
Christ, he's just
no.
Just
oh, I'm
ruins
sorry.
Ruins everything.
I'm sorry. We're supposed
I have
to.
No.
What are these weird flights
no
of fancy the shows
to
going
do
on?
That. Anyways, so the
next,
one that's
next
on
episode,
my chest,
Abraham Lincoln's coming in. he's workshopping a character. It's a good character.
Well,
can we just be real? He might come in as Kush. It would be funny. This is the first I've heard about it. You know what? I would laugh. Was that so painful, goddammit? Was
no.
that as painful as your bird
no,
tattoo?
No, it makes me happy because you would laugh. However, the one on my chest and every single tattoo I have means nothing.
Okay.
Okay,
if
good.
You said
does that help anybody? I think
I
it does.
I was going to throw my
It helps
keys.
Me feel better about myself because I thought when you told me it. That dead something, I thought it meant something. And now,
yeah.
Now I feel okay about making fun of it.
Oh, yeah. No, we used to be triplets and I ate it.
In utero?
In the
you just
no,
absorbed it?
No. Fifth grade.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
Next week.
No, she was combative. Gross. She was gross.
Next week we chose.
She didn't even like Green Day.
Next week we show us your tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Next week.
Your bull's
next week. 2 weeks from
I don't
now.
Know. I don't know. I don't know. All right. I don't know.
2 weeks, guys. Papa's Basement. We're going to see.
How
Pete's
about
tramp
every
stamp.
Game the Cleveland Indians win, you show us a new bit of tattoo?
You're goddamn right.
He got it.
I remember that one.
Yeah. You can get some Major League junk.
Major League is one of the best movies ever.
There we go. It really is. I absolutely adore it. All right, so why do we have an incoming call? Did you give out the number?
Yep, I did.
Okay, let's put this person on. Let's squawk box.
I can't even remember what I said.
Do we have someone
hey.
Here?
Hey!
Hello?
Am I like the eighth caller or what?
Yeah.
Yes, you got tickets to Motley Crue.
And also my butt.
And an HPV testing kit.
Yes!
Who do we have
well,
here?
They need it. Okay, so I do not have a story about the bad driving, but I do have a story like where I was a bitch, and I want to know if I was right or I was wrong. Is
sure.
Is that something that could fit in this? Okay.
Caller, your all name, right, so please. Who am I talking to? Should I know this?
Which name do you want? Sarcasmic?
Okay. All right. There we go. Sorry.
Okay. Like, you didn't know. Anyway, so I used to manage elderly properties, okay? And
as in old people were there or the properties were
old? The properties
were
old.
A little bit of both, but
okay.
Mostly like old people were there. And so
okay.
You have to do activities for older people. And, you know, they really like get into getting mail and having, you know, luncheons. So like every month
rubbed.
We would get a birthday cake.
Okay.
And like, okay, this is everybody's birthday. You know, here's your cake, whatever.
This is your last birthday.
They put the dead birds from Pete's tattoo on every cake.
In this month. Congratulations. So, anyway, this place used to automatically, like, we would call them and say, bring the cake, and, you know, they bring it 2 days later for our little luncheon. Well, I decided to go to Giant Eagle instead of pay, you know, twice as much for this cake, so I'm just like, well, I'm just not going to call, I'm just going to go to
What's
Giant Eagle.
What's Giant Eagle? Is that so like your just local chain?
That's
okay.
Like, it's like a grocery store chain out of Pittsburgh. You know,
oh, deliciousness, yes.
Mm.
It's very good.
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Tastes like steel.
Rolling the metropolis around. Okay, so anyway, she drops off the cake anyway. And so I'm like, well, I'll take it, I'll pay her. And I just let her know, like, hey, we're not going to do these cakes anymore. I'm going to go to Giant Eagle. So the next month, she brings the stupid cake.
But you've already, this is like a cake company, so what? You just called them... Like, we don't live in Magic Land where cakes magically are delivered to you. Like, at some point you had to be like, look, I don't want your cakes anymore. Like, how...
I told her I didn't want her damn cakes anymore, and she still brought one.
That's a little passive aggressive.
She was like the new owner of the business.
Okay.
Well, and the thing is, like, her cakes were really juvenile looking cakes. Like, my children could have done just as good of a job, and I would have been like, oh, that's my child. Uh-huh. Good job. But I'm not going to pay that much for the cake. So she brings in this cake, and I tell her, I stop her at the door. I'm like, hey, I told you last month I do not want your cakes anymore. And she's like, well, I'm here. You know, why don't you take it? And I said, no, like, I already have a cake. This looks like a child made it. And they had a big old dent in the middle of the cake. It's like, you know, it's a giant cake, and it caved down in, and it was done like it was a maple leaf. It was for like October birthdays or whatever. Yeah. It was completely pathetic.
And so how did it shake out?
She was being rude to me, and I started being rude right back. Like, we watched it on camera. We were laughing about it. And she was going to leave the cake outside for the people outside to eat. And this is like a downtown, you know, high rise. And she did. She left it out for the homeless people to eat, and someone like put it down, crashed it down on the ground, and it was
Opie?
Made a couple of monies. Oh,
good call, right?
And that's why I said, I'm like, even the homeless people don't want your cake. Like, that should tell you that, you know, this is not a good cake. Like,
Look good. King Solomon in his wisdom decrees you weren't being a bitch because you gave her ample warning. There you go. If someone waves me off from picking their lock and I still show up and I'm like, you still need to get into your house, and I had to knock on the door and they open it, you know, there's my answer right there. I'm like, well, you owe me $100. That's my locksmith guy character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect to be paid.
Kind of sounds like Bill Murray and what was that? I can't even think of it.
He sounds like the friend of Abe Simpson.
That's what I'm going for. That's Jasper.
Oh, okay. You owe me $100.
The groundskeeper. Caddyshack. There we go.
And that's a paddling.
Oh, you lean, you're mean.
Not I call John at least once a week to come pick my lock. He doesn't always show up.
I don't
take
like that
any way you wish.
Don't like that game. All right, Sarcasmic, thank you for calling in.
Sarcasmic, you're awesome.
She is. She's good on Twitter. What's her handle? Is it Sarcasmic92?
Sarcasmic.
Just Sarcasmic?
92.
There is 92?
I don't know her. She's new to me.
Oh, you guys need to do the follow backies.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, she's the bestest.
What is wrong with you?
Now go look. I don't like this
so
new character
right
where
now.
He screams into the mic and it hurts my ears.
At me?
Yeah.
Make him stop.
So I promise not one but two things to run past you guys for your judgment. This second incident, I was not a man of action. I'm not going to say I was embarrassed by what I did because it was a kid involved, so I couldn't do much.
Geez.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Lord.
Now, are we all just thinking of the Colonel from Boogie Nights?
I'm trying to stay PG.
So young, Jack. So I'm at Wegmans, which I'll be leaving the apartment I'm in right now. But right now, Wegmans is 2 feet away, walking distance. I'm at that Wegmans a day. Like, it's at least one meal a day where I'm like, screw it, I'm just getting some buffet. That place is like my cathedral. I don't think there are any ghetto Wegmans. Wegmanses
there
is the plural.
And there's probably people who don't know what Wegmans is. And it is a metropolis grocery store /
It looks
any
super high end. Yeah,
it's great.
It looks incredibly high end. Like, you'd be afraid to even use the toilets there. Like, maybe some guy's going to hit you up for a dollar and spray cologne and give you a cigarette.
Give you a mint on the way out.
Yeah. It's that level of fancy. But really, it's not that much more. Like, I think there's most of their crap is comparably priced. Their fruit cup is apparently some sort of magical fruit, even though it looks just like a pineapple.
Their fruit cup can,
It's about $16 for a pint of pineapple. But other than that, good on Wegmans. So I'm walking around. It's my happy place. I'm probably going to do a show of some sort later that day, so I need my sustenance. This is important to me. And there's not a lot that I can eat because I'm still trying to stay clear of, like, the non-fishy meats. I've been having some lapses lately. You'll get a kick out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, I've been crushing some chicken. Don't know why. I just had the urge for it. And I'll be honest.
Not when I'm there.
No. And been hanging with Oathman and Chris after our improv classes.
Cool.
And they get beef nachos every
They've
week.
They've been hanging out with
Chris
you all
is
year.
In blue shorts?
Yes.
Okay.
And the instant
I
have
that's
one
cool,
beer.
Guys.
I'm not going to C block. I'm going to be like, get your damn beefy nachos. And I'm eating that beef like any other piece of S carnivore. So I'm walking around and there's really about two meat dishes I can get. And one of them is this, it's like a cream shrimp. It's as healthy and delicious as it sounds.
Mm.
It's take a fried shrimp and then just cover it in what looks like coconut pudding and toss it in that.
I would make love to that. It sounds
delicious. It is very, very good.
I want some Asian noodles with it too.
Like, you can tell it's delicious because if you put it on top of a paper towel, not only would the paper towel get shiny, it would just fall through.
Shiny as my forehead.
Yeah, it's that dripping with oil.
Oh, delicious.
And the rest of the paper towel would catch on fire. It's just so not good. Very healthy.
I'm going to Wegmans on the way home.
Oh, you need to come to my
Yo,
Wegmans.
Yo, it's Sushi Fest tomorrow.
Oh, it starts. Yeah. Where they brag about imitating the Japanese seafood.
Oh, yeah. It's Sushi Fest tomorrow.
Okay, I don't like this character. Is this what improv's
you
teaching you? Do you have a new character you're working on, Leroy Watkins?
You
I
know
don't want
damn
it here.
Well that I can perfect.
I don't want it here. So
what the?
I get my container, and I'm walking toward, because I need my protein. I need my brain on fire for this thing. Jesus Christ.
He's your fake shrimp.
You missed him just clipping his headphones on the mic, and now it's just
he's
acting like a dog that fell and
nothing.
Farted and just got back up and acted like nothing happened.
I want to see a rewind.
He doesn't know.
Oh, you're gonna get the feed in like 20 seconds, right?
No,
it's on a delay. Did it already come and go?
He's not gonna listen to it.
I'm watching it.
I'm not gonna
anyway.
I'm not gonna show it to him.
So I get my tray in hand, my little Oliver Twist, you know, please sir, can I have some more tray? And I'm walking towards my happy shrimp, really maybe the only protein I can get. That and like a gross flounder.
Your happy
they leave
shrimp?
Out that has like the skin on it still,
ugh,
like the bone.
Yuck.
The hell with that. Yeah, really. Where are we? The Caribbean?
You only can eat fish if it's fried and deep battered.
Exactly. Thank you.
And hot sauce.
And as I walk up, there's this little kid just jamming her goddamn bare paw into the shrimp.
Oh.
Digging them out and eating them.
How old? Approximately.
I'm not a ped, so I don't know kid ages. Like, I feel you're either a pedophile or you have kids to know kid ages.
I have a kid, but
6 maybe? Okay. 5? Like,
okay, so booger-ridden
fingers. She was like this tall.
Okay.
But it was like a little Latin kid, so she could have been like 30.
I've dated chicks like that.
She's either 6 or 30.
Yeah,
I'm not
think.
Sure.
Yeah, somewhere in between. She had pierced ears. Does that narrow it down? No.
She had a tattoo.
No,
but
they
she was
get
from,
it as babies.
She's a tattoo, but she was from Woodbridge, so
exactly,
she could have been 6.
Hey!
A couple teardrop
I
tattoos.
I might have known that person.
So she's digging
she
in.
She was dope. She was really big in the graffiti movement.
And she knows what she's doing is wrong, because as soon as she shoves them in her fat little mouth, she looks around to see if she's busted.
Are you serious?
And she catches my gaze because I'm like shooting down. I'm like, you little bitch. Like,
I'm so
the
hard.
Ass out of you. And she catches me and I mean makes like a little Jawa that just sold like R2-D2 and wants to get the hell out of town. Just yam, yam, you know. Well, I guess that's an Ewok. But just really on her little tottering tot legs, gets the hell out of Dodge, back to wherever the F her parents are, probably cleaning the toilets. And I'm like, do I tell a manager that, like, the shrimp has been horribly compromised by some little booger picker? And I don't, because, A, I'm lazy. So I'm like, look, I'll steer clear of the shrimp, or I'll at least shovel from the back of the tray from now on. But I'm like, Christ, this probably goes on every 5 minutes. Like, why am I acting like I finally saw it?
Don't eat buffets. I'm serious.
But Wegmans is so fancy.
It doesn't matter. When my wife and I lived in Florida briefly, she got...
It's Florida.
We went to a buffet.
How many midgets did you see?
All of them. She got so sick that they thought they wouldn't believe that she didn't leave the country.
Wow.
Whatever bacteria was in that buffet
That's
food.
That's Florida. Come on, man.
Yeah,
I'm just
really
telling
gross.
You.
Don't hold up the rest of the country by those
You
standards.
And I... Don't have to eat at buffets. Don't eat at buffets unless if you want to go to the Golden Corral.
But it's not like it's like the way by the pound buffet. It's not like the good kind of feed your fat buffet.
Ever since that happened, I've never been to another buffet. I don't care if it's Whole Foods, Wegmans.
I try to like go to like a certain tier of buffet. Like I won't go to like the Chinese dog market buffet.
Well, that used to be the best kind because it was cheap.
Yeah.
But that all being said, I have since then, that was 10 years ago. I've not been doing
yeah.
it.
Wow. Okay.
So.
It's all right. That's that, something to brag about. What can I say? And you're now air tugging off Pete.
Again.
Yeah, that's fun.
Keep going till the air completes.
I know I'm about to.
So I guess I should have told someone that this little bastard was digging in, or
yes,
I should have...
you should have.
I wouldn't have said anything either. No, I'm like, whatever. Yeah.
Do you follow? No. Do you do that, or you Nobody follow her back
fault.
To your parents?
Nobody would fault you.
I would have taken a piece of shrimp and thrown it at her mom.
Yeah,
with the cream and all. Watch your kids.
But you're not gonna say anything. I don't blame
you. Well,
no, you.
Because the parents wouldn't have understood
Why would you?
Me.
Even if they would you say anything?
What do you want me to, like...
No.
Okay.
Would you? I wouldn't.
What would I have said? There's a
no,
man
would
and
you
he's
say
going
anything?
To build a wall. No.
What would you say? You said they wouldn't even understand you, but by the way, you wouldn't say anything. Even if they could,
I mean, I
would, what would you say?
Do you want
I wouldn't say anything.
What Pete is saying is you should have built, you should have got like a bunch of paper towels and built a wall around the kid. And say, Trump!
I don't really know what
this
you can
say. This
is a dumb
little mummy kid.
Because that's the kind of crap that can like give a kid a complex for the rest of its life. Like, I have such vivid memories of the few times adults that weren't my parents freaked out on me.
Yeah, I'm asking you. Yeah.
So, like, yeah, no, it's very difficult. Like, would I have been, like, followed her to her parents and people think, like, I'm ped tracking? And then, yeah, what do I do? Scream, like, your little kid was eating shrimp. And they go,
and I'm pretty sure that kid thought it was my dick.
Oh, God, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Right?
No means no.
I mean, it's small and creepy.
I was waiting. Yeah, because really, you could have just said, no, I would have told that person, hey, your kid's being an asshole.
I suppose. That could have been, I don't know what, I would have just said, like, then you become the crotchety old white guy, I guess, screaming at the immigrant family. I don't think it's accepted in any culture to just reach in there and dig in. And I've been to Indian buffet.
No, yeah. Yep. Stop. Which is, by the way...
I mean, I've seen what they
the
do
one place,
the instant it's on their
which,
plate,
yeah,
but it's on
it,
their plate.
Where, which is by the one place, yeah, where that might be acceptable.
Oh, are you kidding me? Like, I'd take you to Woodlands down the corner.
Oh, yeah.
It looks
I
like
love
a,
that
they're
place.
About to finger paint.
Yeah. Yeah. I will sell you upstream... At the Wegmans way before I will sell you upstream at the Woodlands.
Yeah, they take a naan, use it like a napkin.
Oh, it's friggin' fantastic.
Johnny's got a Woodbridge tattoo on his arm. You know, I don't know if you want to take your buffet advice from this guy.
That's true.
Saying.
It's true.
Hey, man.
He probably had his birthdays at a Hardee's.
Actually, it was at a Burger King.
Sizzler.
Is it a Burger King?
Who's my little prince?
That had caught on fire.
I was going to say a Burger King that allowed
smoking. It survived,
smoking.
I kid you not, 3 fires.
Wow.
In my childhood.
That is an owner who has some very, very good insurance.
Something is going
some
on.
Very bad profits.
Yeah. I know. His daughter had nice tits.
Okay, then.
So.
There's one more edit.
Yeah. Older or younger than Shrimp Girl?
That's not the edit. That's the joke, because... Obviously, he's going to set it on fire so he can get his nice boobies.
Oh, implant money?
Obviously, implant money.
Gotcha.
Who would eat Burger King in Woodbridge?
I mean...
Who would eat in Woodbridge?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly,
I try
yeah.
not to use the bathroom
this
in Woodbridge.
This isn't a KFC.
I took a dump in Woodbridge once, and it asked me, please don't leave me here. Please.
You still haven't recovered.
It clung to my leg.
Why, Father?
I have
Why?
Resources for you. My tattoo says so.
Oh, God.
Your tattoo says so?
My tattoo says so.
Oh, man.
All right, tattoo.
So, I guess we can bring it on home. One last segment. We're not following the format that Pete spelled out, but that's for another...
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Sorry.
It's called improv, Pete. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
it's called,
and.
It's called just not doing it.
Are we crapping all over Pete's hard work? Yes, and.
Stop trying to keep us in a box.
Exactly. Unless it's this.
That box.
That worked on air.
Let's be quiet and mime.
So, we
God,
haven't
you guys
done...
wish...
What now?
I was going to say, you guys wish you had the dirty show, don't you?
A little bit, yeah. This guy especially.
Yeah, I do. I wrote PG.
No, because they're
on
getting
the
it. They're getting it
for Pete's gay.
They're getting it. Oh, they have to order it.
Stop. Oh no, no, he could come in for the dirty shows.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm super dirty.
And yeah, but guess what? They have to order it. So
that's absolutely true. If you like Brian, we're gonna have him in for dirty shows, but you guys have to pay weekly. Is this the time that we tell Brian?
It's not weekly, it's monthly.
That
but
he
it's
contributed.
Really?
You set up a PayPal like contribution to the show for the dirty show, and it's been bouncing. And we just get.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we just get emails.
Oh yeah, we didn't tell you.
2 weeks.
Sorry,
saying
dude.
Money's bouncing.
Yeah.
I'll give you the cash after the show, dude.
No, it's
brother. It'd be a little weird to have you paying now that you're on.
I'm already hard. This is gonna work out just fine.
But yeah.
Did I tell you about my financial situation?
It's all good.
If you all could please give to the Patreon.
Dude, I can only get so hard.
I figured if you were bouncing $4 a month.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your personal situation.
Bringing it up.
Yeah, I was like, as soon as he talks about himself. I was like, I'm just gonna.
Hey, I'm just putting it out there. The Papa's Basement Patreon, if you could,
hey man,
please get to that.
No, that's too sad.
Maybe I could
I
could buy my family a meal.
Look,
I have kids, people.
If you give to the Papa's Basement Patreon, we'll give him the money so he can afford to pay for the Papa's Basement Patreon.
This
is true.
I want to take my kids to a buffet in Woodbridge.
Forgot we didn't tell him.
Oh, you're trying to do that.
But we only pay for one, and he just goes up and grabs it with his hands and puts it in his pocket, so we run out the door.
I thought you were just trying to go for the single life again. Take the wife and kids to Woodbridge Buffet.
I think I'm going
to
keep them. I don't hate them enough to bring the Woodbridge Buffet, though. We'll go to Wegmans.
So there's one item, big, big, big pop culture item that I feel needed addressing on air, and that's not really me being funny or setting up a bit. I really do think there's a fundamental difference in the sexes, and you guys, again, agree or disagree, that was brought to my attention via the breakup of Brangelina, the divorce, or I guess the pending divorce of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. All right. You're just.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I guess I'm supposed to carry more. So I don't know if you've heard this, but there's this whisper with the women folk when they're like, this is Jen's revenge. They're saying that...
Oh, the ghost of Jen's past.
Yeah, that so many women, my mom included big time, because if my girl brought this crap up, I would murder her. Thank God she's above this junk. Thank God.
Thank God. That is the same reason why
I get
why
no
I was...
ass, but I don't have to hear about
exactly.
Who Fetty Wap is
that
dating.
That was
either.
Why I was so happy out. My girl wasn't like, did you see Justin Bieber's penis?
Yeah.
So,
did I see
you
it?
Know, we didn't have that conversation, and I'm glad.
Okay, yeah. Does your girl gossip at all, or
no, she doesn't.
Okay, you're good.
No,
and you?
I do.
My
I
chick
would...
records the Kardashians.
Okay,
yeah.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, she's hot, so she gets away with it.
Yeah. So, I was just shocked that women were like, "This is what he gets. He had a great marriage." And now he blew that up, and now he's lost a second marriage. And they're acting like Jen won. Like now it's Brad lost and Jen won.
Yeah.
But hold on.
I think,
It was a war of attrition, obviously.
Back then, though, it was team
well, guess
Jen,
what? Your
team Angela.
Ovs don't work
that
anymore.
Too.
It's back. And they're all team Jen. She
I just
wins.
Feel that as a man, I didn't feel he lost a damn thing. Getting to me, it's Brad 2, women nothing. He's banged out 2 of them and then escaped when he was done with them.
Well, it's a little different when you have 6 kids.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I know. You've actually got kids and understand human attachment.
I was going to say, I'm sure he's attached to his children, and that's where I kind of...
You
that's
didn't
where
think
I
he threw a Fight Club on him? Well, no, he could have just, disassociated and been like, you know what? They're old enough. I can leave the crib.
He reveals it was Tyler Durden the whole
and
time.
And they can fight each other and just
Tot Fight Club.
Be strong. They could be strong.
You think Angela talked about Fight Club, so they had to leave? Because the first rule is don't talk about Fight Club.
Angie.
I just, to me, like, he had Angelina for, like, her 10 best years. Now she doesn't have breasts. She doesn't have her woman parts. She doesn't want to pal around Hollywood. She's like just interested in like kids with flies on their eyes.
I bought her woman parts off of eBay.
Really?
I think they're authentic. I hope.
Oh man, yeah. I got three of her ovaries, so I don't.
God, we're going three. To...
Yeah, three. It was a buy two get one, so I don't know, man. It's a weird. I don't know where he's going. Pete just left and. Okay.
He told us if he wanted to be the funny, he would have peed in the bottle instead
of
leaving.
He's gonna come back to a done show. To me, it was fundamentally fascinating that women view the marriage as the be all end all, and his marriage ended, so he failed. And any guy is like, he'll lose several $1 million, but great, he gets to bang New Kitty again. He's Brad Pitt. You don't keep a Jaguar in a garage.
You know, I take it two ways though, because he's getting older.
I bet you do.
Well done, sir. As a father, and if I had that many children, I would not want to see that marriage end. That all being said...
She's not going to, like, fly away with him forever.
Well, I don't know. The only story I read on this said that he hasn't seen his kids since they broke up.
You know what? There's FaceTime. Come on.
And I guess you're right. And it's Hollywood, and I guess they really didn't probably raise their children. Probably the nanny's mom.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's probably a whole different thing.
They're more attached to the mom of the kid who was eating shrimp at my Wegmans.
You know what? And you're probably right. Yeah. So maybe I'm looking at you're probably, you know what? Once again, John, you're right. This is probably like, hey, I won. I'm going to go get my new next hot chick that's in her 20s and
exactly.
Get my next six kids with her.
Brad Pitt right now is looking at George Clooney and going, look at this Tinder thing. I'm crushing ass.
Tinder, Grindr, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Humble Bumble, whatever the F is out there. There's all kinds of places. And he's Brad Pitt. He could go on OkCupid right now and literally have sex with the entirety of whatever female, whatever zip code.
I'm pretty sure Brad Pitt could just walk into a place and pull his junk out. So
yeah.
I'm gonna take care of him.
No, you're why wouldn't they? It's not just Brad Pitt.
I consider
it's Brad Pitt's famous penis.
Do you need to pull on that for you, sir?
Hold on. Pete's at the door. We got to start ending the show before he... Oh, is he locked out? Oh, don't let him in. Teach him.
Should we
just leave him there? Yeah. You know what? Let's end the show.
Okay.
What's that? Oh.
Let him in? No. Nope.
Fine. I don't want to queer the waters between you two. Okay. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. That's because it's the Papa's Basement show you've been listening to this past hour. I'm John Papa Giorgio, its host, at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Please follow me there. I always like when people interact with me. YouTube.com, Facebook.com, at Papa's Basement, / Papa's Basement, however the hell that works for all that. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher. Subscribe. Find our Patreon. Again, PAPA's Basement. Give us money via Patreon. We like money. It's even better than at mentions. You guys, do your thing.
Hey, I'm Pete Maybe. And you can find me at Pete Maybe on Twitter. And you can find me at maybe not on Tumblr. And also you can find me at deadmaybejokes@gmail.com. And we can talk a little bit more about that stuff later. Trust me. You want to talk about it later. We don't need to talk about this. We need to get on serious. Now we're going to do a bunch of good shows. Okay,
all right,
guys,
Brian.
I love you.
Brian Bolte here. Check me out Monday with John on John's Papa's Basement Football Podcast. We're going to have Colin Dodge on, I think, next Monday, another San Diego comedian. And please follow me on Twitter @ChokeOnRitalin.
Till next one, we are out of here.